Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling customer care. Am I speaking to Heather?
Yes. But
our phone got disconnected.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Can you call me back at like 3:15?
You will have to request a call back, ma'am.
Okay. But I already waited online for
I understand, but I can't put you like.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous because I waited for 25 minutes and then the call finally hung up and then somebody called me back. And then we got disconnected. So you not being able to do that is ridiculous.
That's how we're reaching a call back. I understand that you are a teacher. Yeah, I understand that. But I can't put you in the call back again.
Well, it's ridiculous. Fine. They're taking care of it. I need to know why I have two charges on my credit card from y'all. Because I don't know what they're from. And if you can't tell me, I'm going to cancel them.
So an order, was done on October 30th for $5.74 for KitchenAid. Do you recall that order?
Yes.
When that order is done, you're in trial basis, ma'am, to call in and cancel. You're in trial basis to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed for that KitchenAid, $67.32.
How can I be on trial for it or on a trial when I haven't even gotten the stupid thing?
The trial is to prevent the charges not to go through, ma'am.
Excuse me?
The trial is to prevent the charge not to go through. We're not asking for returns. We just want you to call in and cancel.
Okay.
It's a one-time fee. It's not a membership.
Okay. But again, I haven't even gotten a KitchenAid. So why am I paying for something that I haven't received?
Because that's the information that you accepted online, ma'am. Well, what I could do as a customer courtesy, I go ahead and apply a 35% refund of the charge that was into the account as a customer courtesy.
When am I going to get the KitchenAid?
Let's see. The KitchenAid shows it has been shipped out. It's in transit. It doesn't give me an estimated time. What I could do, I could request the email to be sent out to you with your tracking information.
Yes, please.
And that 35%.
And I will not be charged anything else?
No, it's not a membership, ma'am. It's not monthly. I have a cancellation number down. A cancellation number. Do you want to write it down, or do you prefer to send it to your email too?
Am I still going to get the KitchenAid?
Yes, your account is just it cancels. It's the reference number.
This totally doesn't make any sense. Okay, go ahead.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie 240515. C as in Charlie, 240-5213. This is a reference number that you talked to me today, and I'm advising you that you're not getting billed, nothing else. That's what that reference number is for.
Okay, so I've paid the $574 and the $67.32, and I shouldn't get paid any. I shouldn't get charged anything else, but I'm still going to get the KitchenAid.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
You said something about, that's it. Okay.
You receive a 35% refund in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.